Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to Puma Podcast.
One of the favorite things I still try to say to myself from time to time is, as I create and listen, I will be led. And it's beautiful kasi time and time and again, yun nga yung nangyayari na lettering while I'm burnt out, why? Why would I create more? Or learning the drums, why? And ano yung balik nun sa'yo? But that's also the irony of creation and leaning into the side quests na it really takes you to surprising pathways.
Hi, I'm Carl Javier, CEO of Puma Podcast, and you're listening to A Better Normal, where we explore how creativity, entrepreneurship, and innovation overlap. In this episode, we lean very heavily into creativity. I'm talking to Cookie Santos. She's the design lead at Canva. Although I don't think that title encapsulates everything, and that's a thing we'll talk about. At her core, she's a creative, she's an artist, and we get to talking about what those words actually mean. Hi, Cookie. Welcome to A Better Normal. Can you introduce yourself really quickly?
Hi, Carl. So I'm Cookie, and I'm a Filipina designer and creative. How I like describing myself is I like crafting out of play and exploring what that looks like with my life, with my work, with my personal practice.
So for people who might not be 100% familiar, they may see your designs or will post some of them. There's two terms that you brought up. One is play and the other is crafting.
Yes.
And you have a fine arts background, right?
Yes. So a fine arts background, majoring in information design.
And so the question for me, before we go to a bunch of the other things we'll talk about, I'm so interested in the concept of play.
Yeah.
But at what point can you play, and at what level do you need to be, say, in terms of skill, before you can be playful?
Right. That's a really good question. I've been learning drumming for a few months now, and an interesting term that I learned from YouTube videos that I've watched is technical ceiling. And sobrang gusto ko yung term na technical ceiling because it articulates how much technical craft you need to refine before things feel more natural, feel more intuitive, feel more playful. And I think there's no set amount of time to get there. But I think that it does require a certain amount of polishing, a certain amount of really putting in the hours to get to a point where things become lighter, things become more playful. And sometimes it really just gets you by surprise na on one day you're struggling to figure something out. And then suddenly like your muscle memory kicks in. And suddenly everything like feels a bit more comfortable, a little bit easier, and exploration becomes a little bit more fun.
Thanks for that term. I really like that in technical ceiling. Because even with, say, when we're training and we were trying to learn how to podcast, or when I work with my students in creative writing, there's this sense of, I have this great imagination, but sometimes you need the technical facility to deliver on that imagination. And I don't know, because I'm going to take this in a direction that I normally take things, and I thought mm-hmm. I would avoid in this episode. But with AI, many people think that you can bypass the technical demands of something because the AI can do it for you. But actually, there is value in craft. That's why that's the second word I like it that you're not saying I'm an artist, but actually you're a craftsman who likes to play with things.
Really good point about what you said, where I think the way that I look at creativity is, yes, one part of it is the output, is the final work, but the real enjoyment is the journey towards it, the struggling to get to where you want to go, trying to figure out how you can get there, and a certain kind of pagiging wais or madiskarte on how you make use of your current skills to kind of just like build your way towards where you want to go. And I think that's the irreplaceable part of being a craftsman, of wanting to keep on learning and to keep exploring how much you can do with things until you arrive to the output. And the story that comes out once you've done the output, and how in that journey, there's just so much more that you take away way beyond the output.
Super interesting neto, because I feel that this isn't an early stage thought. Alam mo yan, yung parang when you're starting out as an artist, as a creator, you want the definitive output that people will care about. But it's very, as you were speaking, I was thinking, feels very Jackson Pollock. It's all about the process. It's all about the what goes into this work as opposed to the work itself. One thing that I wound up, you know, attaching to was you were saying there's skills and then there's like a limit. And actually what I'm interested in is how the limit actually defines how much better we can be. You know, working within the limits of your skill, what are you capable of doing? And how important is it for you to see, like, what are your artistic limitations or what are your technical limitations?
So to talk about that, siguro something that reminds me of your thought there is the time when I had to make a lyric video. Lately, I've been really excited about music and graphic design and like how those two senses just mesh really well. It was at the time where I just started taking drum lessons and I was so excited about rhythm and beats, but also I was also inspired creatively by a lot of things. So when this opportunity arrived from Pool Records, from Parker, sabi niya, can you make one of Tala's songs again and again into a lyric video? And I've always wanted that. So I was like, game, let's do it. And sobrang salamat kay Parker because he just gave me like free rein to do that. And to Tala as well, that she just gave me like a bunch of notes, process of what was going on when she was writing about it, how it reminded her so much of clocks and everything. And from there, it was up to me to figure it out. And then there comes a point where you say yes excitedly and then reality kicks in. Parang, teka, paano ka gagawin to? Kasi the only thing I know is like, I know that lettering is my comfort zone. And I know that my illustration skills are only up to a certain point. And so what can I do with these things? And I think that's an example for me about trying to be really creative about your constraints. And that's how the creative direction came in. It would be like very stop motion. It would be like illustrative loops na parang very hand-drawn, very young. It fit the vibe of the song really well. And so, ito na talaga yung best na makakaya ko. So, it's like a tension and release kind of way where the tension was in trying to figure out how to do the other technical skills I couldn't, but also making the best use of the things that I'm already comfortable with, which is in lettering, which is drawing very loose hand-drawn illustrations. And so by the time that I've had like these things going on, the next problem was like, okay, how do I video edit this? I don't know how to animate certain things. And I think this is where you lean into community na, there are so much people who are more than willing to help you kind of figure out things. And Again, that's where creativity comes in. Like, who are the people that I know that might be able to help me out? People I can ask to pa-tutor, like, you know, teach me in one day. So I wanted to learn After Effects that day. And parang nag-consult ako with my friend. This is what I want to do. And then, sabi niya sa akin, alam mo, with like this kind of timeline, feeling ko kaya mo to gawin sa Canva. And like, that's what I did. Na parang just putting everything together in Canva, kind of like figuring everything out na rather than, you know, spend the whole day trying to figure out and learn a new piece of tech. You know, I already have like enough skills to know how to use Canva and then put them together. And somehow it worked out. And I think yun yung surprising about trying to be creative within the constraints that you're working with, because you surprise yourself na there's so much nice things that come out of the limitation. And sometimes the limitations also help add to what you want to say.
Galing kasi this sense of an artistic impulse, because I always think about that. The challenge is, I think a lot of people have artistic impulse. I think they have a lot of feeling that they want to express. But the ability to take your artistic feeling or your artistic insight and then to craft it through a medium.
Yes.
So that it is something that someone can connect with. And that's the real work. That's the real work. So being able to expand your limitations and then draw on community. And for me, it's also like, because I make comic books sometimes and I can't draw.
Yeah.
So it's the ability to communicate and to pull people in. That's really interesting to me. Since you already mentioned it, I wanted to ask questions about Canva, but not the work there, because you do work at Canva. And one of the things that I think is a little similar between us is you have the day job and there are things that you do there. And then you have all of these things that allow you to explore your creativity.
Yeah.
And ako, sa Puma Podcast, I kind of get to use my background, pero yung actual quote-unquote artistic pursuits ko lie outside of the day job. So I'm wondering, how do you balance the energy, the enthusiasm for both sides?
I think, first of all, I'm lucky that Canva is like a creative company in a way that I'm in the design team. There is enough trust for me to be able to execute things creatively and to challenge things. And siguro in general, what I like about the professional setting is the structure, or like what we talked about, restraint and limitation, and trying to be really crafty and trying to find your ways through it. And what I find so interesting about that part of the spectrum for me is it's an opportunity to challenge the way things are, to question particular processes, to find alternatives, but still present it in a way that is professional or is able to reach particular kinds of goals. I talk about this balance a lot, that play and structure are two sides of the coin. Galing akong forest bathing the other week, and what was so interesting is there's something so interesting about nature that it's so organic and it's so beautiful and just has so much awe and wonder. But like, if you really think about it, it's also just there's so much structure. Like, if you look into the details, there's so much structure and so much foundational things that allows it to be creative. And so I guess that's a roundabout way for me to say that in my full-time work, that's what allows me to practice a sense of structure, to practice that sense of organization. And then when I get into my personal work, that's when I get into a place of fluidity and play. And so ang nangyayari tuloy is when I am in my full-time work, I'm a bit hungry for play. And so I try to insert it wherever I can. And also when it comes to my personal practice, nakaka-benefit din siya in a way na there's more structure into the way that I play also. And so there's more intention into the way that I create my stuff. And even if people don't know the intention behind the personal work I do, I know it. And that's pretty cool. So I've said in a feature before that in the professional setting, I learned to ask a lot of whys. And in my personal practice, it's a lot of asking why not. And like, again, it's like that tension and release, that feeling of contrast between the two, na the personal work feeds off of the professional work and the professional work feeds off of the personal work. And that's why I like the balance between the two. Kasi parang it just enriches my craft like a little bit more. Another thing that I enjoy also with being in a full-time work here at the company is also having like my own creative community, being surrounded by so many creatives. Ang dami namin sa design team. And so I learn so much about the crafts of other people. And yun din yung sinusulit ko when I'm in there, being able to just widen my perspective. And again, it goes back to the personal work. And interestingly nga, when I was working on the lyric video, I was also asking, doon ako nagkoconsult, parang with the motion people there. And that's where I learn. Yeah.
I'm wondering about how you reach that. So I'll assume that this isn't always balanced, right?
It's not 50-50 all the time. Yeah,
you're going, you serve one, you serve another, and you go back and forth. But even to reach this point where you are balancing, was it something that you kind of came to naturally? Ako as a writer for a relatively long time, tanggap ko kasi that I would have to write things or I would have to teach or do all of this other stuff so that I could sustain my work because no one really wants to pay for fiction or poetry or whatever. Ganon. What was that journey for you figuring out a place where you could balance between corporate and your personal art?
No, I think that's a continuous journey. I think it's a bit easier now kasi parang I'm learning more from like past experiences. But before Canva kasi, I was a partner in the design studio called Sirius Studio for 8 years. And that's where I really like learned a lot of stuff because I got exposed to so many industries, got exposed to so many clients. And I think I got to this point of like valuing that sense of balance because I've also reached the other end where I was, I stretched myself out too thin to the point na I lose a sense of what my voice is like because I've focused on just getting it done, just getting things approved. And, sometimes there's just like unsexy parts of the work na parang igagapang mo lang talaga siya hanggang matapos. And
yeah,
I think it takes you to be like at a certain edge to realize na, oh, okay, like I don't want to get to this point. And I think the knowing of like not wanting to get to that point kind of allows me to be a little bit more proactive na, okay, parang am I arriving at that point? Kind of like allows me to be more aware of the feeling na palapit na ba ako sa area na yon? And if so, do I need to take a step back? Do I need to play for a few minutes and then come back to it? And yun, parang I think na-realize ko yung value of that delicate balance only because sometimes you just get pushed to the edge until you realize na, okay, alam na natin yun.
Parang getting pushed to the edge of being so focused on the corporate work side that you kind of abandon the artistic side of it.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Yes, that one. Sometimes in wanting to just get things done and to finish up that list, it takes you quite a while to realize na parang you lose a certain sense of self pala or how much you've let go of different parts of yourself.
Yeah.
And I think doon ko nakuha yung value of like, coming back home. Parang how do you come back home? Or parang in this creative journey, parang how do you go back to like save points? Parang how do you go back to little save points na, okay, teka, retreat here, like hindi mo naman kailangan umuwi back home talaga, pero meron kang like little, safe spots there just to like, you know, step back and rest a bit and then go back again.
I do think if you find yourself in that position, I don't think it's wrong. Like, I don't think anyone ever wants to be way out there where they're no longer comfortable. Mm-hmm. But it's usually out of good intentions.
Yes.
You wind up way out there because you wanted to close a deal.
Yes.
Or you needed to get some money for something. Or you were very ambitious. And sometimes in chasing ambitions or aspirations, you kind of forget what you were on this journey for anyway. You know, I think that tama naman yung interpretation.
Yes.
So my question is, if you find yourself lost out there, because I'm sure some people have, or some people might actually be there right now, how do you find your way back? What are some things that you did to sort of realign your, I guess, your professional life with your personal aspirations?
So the first thing that comes to mind is the metaphor of autopilot. So when I'm at a point where I'm pushed to the edge, the tendency or the feeling for me is I feel like I'm autopilot. Like I'm moving forward, things are progressing, but I'm losing sense of where I'm at. Basta, I'm just getting things done.
That sounds very much like burnout, no?
Yes, yeah. So it kind of like that. And I realized for me that when I catch myself in autopilot, the best way for me to get out of autopilot is to kind of get myself lost. Like, mawala in my sarili mo so that you kind of like find your footing na parang, teka, nasan na ako? Kind of lost. And then so you're like brought back to your senses and you try to kind of like find your way back in. And what that means for me, getting myself lost, is it's helped me trying to step away from what I'm doing just for a little while, only to be reminded na parang andito ka pa and like you're okay, and then kind of give you crutches until you're like okay to like get back on your feet again and to perhaps go on autopilot mode again. But at least, you know, you've recuperated enough energy again. Siguro an example of this one would be, I guess there was a time where I was in a slump and everything was getting rejected. I think like there are just like seasons of creativity where nare-reject lang lahat ng work mo. And, you know, you start to question na parang, why am I even a designer? Why am I even a creative? Do I still belong in this space? You know, I could just do something simpler. And you re-evaluate like a lot of things. And for some reason, because I was at that point, I wanted to do something that felt like I didn't have to focus on the feedback of others. And that's what got me into creating this lettering piece called Take Your Time. And that's what's personally helped me. Kasi that Take Your Time piece, it was a message to myself to take my time. But also because nobody was looking and nobody was judging that work and nobody was going to reject it, I felt parang napaalala sa akin na, okay, you're still your own person. You're still creative. You still got that creative part of you. And I think like that's what I needed. Like I just needed to be reminded and, you know, put back into my senses that you're still fine. Like it's not, you know, it's not great at work, but you know, you're still a creative. Like you're okay. And it's so funny because like such a small piece, it's just like a social media piece. Like it's like something that you post on Instagram. Can actually like really help you get out of things and kind of just give you some bandwidth to a bandwidth of comfort or like a bandwidth of safety just to make it to the next destination and just like to get there.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I'm a big believer in creative procrastination.
Yeah.
And sort of when we think that a specific art medium, whatever, is our focus, and we've been good at it before, we might keep going at it. I'll share. My training is in fiction.
Yeah. Oh.
In my early writing career, I thought, short stories, and I'll eventually write a novel and all this stuff. And my creative procrastination when the fiction wasn't coming is I would wind up writing short essays. Mm-hmm. And then short, funny essays that would take me away from the serious, dark, whatever fiction. And then that's what actually became my first book, was the short, funny things.
Oh.
Like I made enough procrastination that's where it went, and then that actually opened up a new direction for my writing and my creativity, and it was something I'd never imagined myself as a funny essayist. Yeah. And then I kind of leaned into it because it's the same tools.
Yeah,
parang you have the same toolkits, but you don't have to keep banging your head on this thing, and then the doubt of it. I understand the doubt of nagsasubmit ka tas hindi pumapasa, or it's just not, and sometimes it's good, but it's not your standard.
Yeah.
No? Like you expect more of yourself. That's where I want to ask the next question is, how much of the expect something of oneself should we hold on to? Because I think if you're playing, dapat wala expectations, no? But it's so hard to practice your art when you've been successful at some degree, and then to let go of that and to just be playful. So can you talk about that?
Oh, yeah, that's difficult yan. Thanks for sharing. Kasi thanks for sharing that. It kind of reminds me of something that I hold on to a lot. I got this from The Artist's Way by Julia Cameron, and like one of the favorite things I still try to say to myself from time to time is, as I create and listen, I will be led. And it's beautiful kasi time and time and again, yun nga yung nangyayari, na lettering while I'm burnt out, why? Why would I create more? Or learning the drums, why? And ano yung balik nun sa'yo? But that's also the irony of creation and leaning into the side quests, na it really takes you to surprising pathways. Like, it opens up new pathways for you. Sorry, can you go back to the question para I can like answer it more directly?
No, that's fine. I'm okay with that. Because this opening up of new pathways, what it has me thinking is, both you and I have picked up instruments relatively recently.
Yes.
You know, as adults, because most people, they pick up an instrument when they're younger and they kind of stick with it, or they don't, or whatever. But picking these things up as adults, and I want to connect it with the artistic impulse or the need to express. But sometimes you want to do it in a medium that is not yours.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is just the challenges of capitalist society, that when you're very, very skilled at something, you have to find some way to monetize. Like, you shouldn't do it for free kasi magaling ka dyan. But having creative expressions you don't expect to be compensated for, and you do purely for joy, is something that's important. Yeah, I play guitar. I don't expect ever for that to be some kind of career path. I just love it. In the same way that you could do something to unlock. Yun din eh. You understand one form of creativity by doing that. So I'm wondering, ganun din ba for you? Like, to just do something out of the joy of it?
Yes, and it leads me to very interesting places. So before I talk about the drumming part, let's talk about like things that we think we're good at. Like, let's say for me, that's lettering. That's my comfort zone. And I would say I'm pretty good at it. I've, you know, found a style that feels very comfortable to me. And there was a point na medyo nag-crisis ako kasi parang nasuya ako mag-lettering. As in, nasuya ako. And then I was conflicted kasi, you know, people are appreciating my work here. It's a good opportunity to kind of like really keep developing that. Pero suyang-suya talaga ako sa kanya na parang I, like whenever I create work, parang I default to like my usual style. And usually that's not bad. You know, it's like a way to kind of like really emphasize your style. Pero nasuya talaga ako. And I gave myself such a hard time with it na, bayan, parang, bakit yun nasuya? Like, you're, this is like a really great craft that you can keep on developing. Sayang naman if you don't develop this. But then, wala eh. Like, that's the creative impulse na sometimes there will be times that you will be sick of things that you like. And sometimes you are called to do other things. And I think that's also what got me into drumming na I wasn't in the mood for graphic design. I didn't want to do things in the screen. I wanted to like, you know, touch physical things, turn on like new senses in myself. And that's what got me into drumming. And it was just really out of curiosity na nag-flashback lang in my head. Like all of a sudden, na parang nag-flashback in my head all the times na parang I would be tapping on my arm or like, you know, just like doing air drums. And like, ayoko naman na at this age to invest in like learning this. And I started with like, you know, this little pad just to test out like, do I like it enough? And interestingly, yun, ever since I've trusted that calling, it's opened up so much new things for me. And I guess for context then, I picked up drumming at a time where I wasn't feeling so well in where I was at. Like, I felt like I didn't belong in like the work that I did, or I felt like I was fumbling and I was failing, or nobody was telling me that I was doing a bad job, but I in my you know, sa loob ko talaga, I felt na I can do better, and how come it's so hard to adjust to learning this kind of work? And drumming came at a time where I was feeling that, and trying to play the drums, I realized I had a safe space to fail, and I think that's so important pala, to like give yourself like a safe space to fail so that you can apply these things into like bigger, more serious things, I think.
Yung going into a space na hindi ka magaling.
Yeah.
Like you're used to being magaling, and then you go in like, hindi ako magaling dito, and it allows you to rewrite things in your head.
Yes.
And there's joy in the beginner mindset,
Yes, yes. And like, as in like literally, minsan natatawa talaga ako like being a beginner learning the drums kasi natatawa ka na ang gulo ng coordination mo, like your body isn't following you, and like, wow, ang banu ko. And like, and parang during that time, parang natutuwa ako na ang banu ko. And like, interesting na, oh nga no, parang it's like a great way to feel na you're always just going to be a beginner here. And parang ever since learning the drums, I feel like mas naging comfortable ako being bad at things. Mm. And it's like trying out so much stuff. And like knowing na parang I can learn at my own pace. And na parang you're just never too old, I think, to learn new skills. So, ayun. It's very nice.
I wonder if, kasi a lot of the stuff that you're talking about, it really sounds to me like artist ego sometimes. Like, the things that we fall into, yung, am I good enough? Am I actually doing this? Why am I not immediately better at the certain things that I've normally been really good at? Which is something that happens when you're young and talented. And then you reach a certain point, and then you need to figure it out. And what I appreciate about picking up, you know, instrument and learning is knowing that at some point, say as a writer, meron pa akong, I'm gonna get up to that top of the mountain and I'm gonna kill it and ganon. But I can comfortably sit with my guitar and look at people and go, yes, I'm never going to reach those people.
Yes.
Dito lang ako. Hanggang dito lang ako. And I'm actually okay na hanggang dito lang.
Yeah, no, that's funny kasi I tell people like with my drumming, parang yung ano ko is, yung learning goal ko is to get to a point where I'm playing like Brazilian samba on drums. And parang minsan natatawa ko sa idea na, wow, I don't think I'll get there. Pero there's something so comforting about that na wow, ang laki ng space for learning and how there's just like so much to get to.
But then being able to inhabit this space mentally, intellectually, also makes it a lot easier to go back to your actual creative pursuit. No?
Yes. Yes. I tend to reflect and connect on a lot of things as I'm doing them. And so the more that I introduce myself to new things, the more that I can reflect on and connect back to the creative work. So, kunyari, dami akong reflection sa mga ganyan. So, when it comes to drumming, what I like about it is a certain sense of flow na I'm reminded that the stiffer you are in performing, the harder it is to do things. Na parang, they say that in drumming, you kind of have, parang kailangan meron kang body economics na you have to be smart in the way that you move. Na you have to trust the momentum of your body because the momentum of your body will lead you. Like, you don't need to force it. Parang your body is, you know, wired a certain way to flow in a particular way. And that's such a nice reminder, diba, about creativity na, oo nga, no, there's also like a momentum in your creativity that you have to trust. There's a certain kind of letting go. So it's always that balance of like, you know, learning that skill, but also letting go and trusting the body to do what it does, to go with the natural flow of the way it does things. So, ayun.
I have a question about lettering as we round out this interview. And it's because I have the worst handwriting on earth.
Yeah.
Grade school pa lang ako, I got failing marks in my handwriting. So, what is the practical advice to help me reach some level of technical proficiency?
You know what? Actually, with lettering, I have really bad handwriting. Like, my friends tease me about it, that they can't read my writing. And ako din, di ko maintindihan yung sarili kong sulat minsan. And
How does that work that you have these beautiful lettering artworks and you do not have good handwriting?
I don't know. I think that's what's fun about lettering. It's that there's just so much room for error, actually. Lately, I've been doing lettering workshops. And what we do in those lettering workshops, I say that it's for all levels. You know, you don't need to be a graphic designer. You don't need to have like lettered at some point in time. You just have to have an open mind. And I tell people to like prepare like a love letter for themselves, like a short phrase or like a reminder that they resonate with at this time of their lives. And yun yung belief ko with lettering, that it's an opportunity to be an imperfectionist. Because, nyari, as a creative, lagi mo sinasabi yun, di ba? Na parang, ay, yung problema ko kasi perfectionist ako eh. So, parang, what does it look like to kind of go 180? Na, what if lettering is like leaning into being an imperfectionist? Kasi, the fun thing that I like about letters is the letters have structure. Like, if you look at the letter A, you know, it's got like the two points that meet together and then there's like that bridge. And as long as you have those components, you will make a letter A. And that's what's exciting about lettering, or at least in particular with like the lettering style that I like, is it's really challenging na parang how far can I go to make this A not look like an A, and like really finding that edge. And so ang laki ng room for error there, and there's so much room for exploration. And we'll go back to limitations, kasi I feel like I don't have the level of precision and technicality to make very perfect serif or sans serif fonts. But I have the capacity to make very dynamic, wild, crazy letters because the room for error is so big. And that's what I, siguro, generally, I've been enjoying in this time of my life. Being able to share with people safe spaces to create. And I think that lettering is a great safe space to create. It's a way for you to tell a message to yourself. It's a way for you na parang when you're on the paper, you can make mistakes. You don't need to focus on what it's going to look like. You don't have to post it on Instagram. It just has to feel personal to you. And, you know, just letting yourself go on the paper. And so the exercises that I give is like, draw the funkiest and wackiest shapes that you've made. Like, don't make squares, don't make triangles. Like, what does your hand tell you? And then we have reflection sessions on, okay, what shapes did you come up with? And, you know, people will say, you know, it's so interesting. I came up with like very sharp shapes or like very round shapes. And, you know, kind of like just going with that, or even like doing alphabet sprints na parang, you know, draw the A to Z for like 5 minutes and like, you know, just don't think about it. Like, trust your hand. And you'll be able to make letters. So I think that's a cool thing about it. Yeah. So I guess to answer your question, I think we're going to go back to safe spaces to fail. That I think just the act of creating on paper, like, you know, it's not that deep. And it's just going to be you and the paper. And you can allow yourself to express and trust what you have. And I think it'll be a very beautiful thing. Because at the end of the day, that's you on paper. And I think that's the most important thing.
I wonder if, so I'll test out an idea. Yung being judged for your handwriting is you're being checked for consistency.
Yes.
But the way that you explained how you're approaching lettering is you're asking someone to take the essence of the letter.
Yeah.
And then put their creativity into that essence.
Yes.
Right? Like, these are the bare bones of what make it a letter. Understand what you need there, and then everything else can be you. It's so interesting.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. You put it quite nicely. Like, everything I've said, you've put it quite nicely. The good thing about lettering also is you can make people struggle to read it. And that's okay. Like, you know, it's not going to be a font that you type out that needs to be readable, because you're not really, you know. So that's what I like also about lettering. Parang, you know, you look at the screen or you look at a piece of paper, like, ano sinasabi niya? And I think I like that. Na parang people stop and they really try to comprehend what it's trying to say. And I think that's the beauty of it. That I think naman for me, creativity, again, isn't so much about the output, but a sense of being aware with your senses. The way that you see things better or with more clarity, or the things that you appreciate better, like seeing things better or clearer, or listening to things better, the same way na parang ever since I started learning the drums, all I could hear in the music is the drums and the little details. I think that's what's great about creativity, that you're becoming more attentive to your senses. And we go back to lettering, that it's really being able to trust your senses and being aware of where you're at and what you're feeling and putting yourself on that paper through that.
I feel like if you're an artist in any way, or you have any kind of artistic impulse, you have a lot of takeaways from this. Here are my top three. Number one, I like how Cookie talks about balancing structure and play. Too much play, you don't have anything. Too much structure, you don't have anything. But understanding that bringing both in can drive creativity is something that's important. Takeaway number two, make space to fail. It's only through that play and exploration that we can come up with things that are important to us. And connected to that, I love how she talked so much about being a beginner at the drums, learning, and that driving all of her other creativity. And my last takeaway, something that we talked only a little bit about, but I think is really important, is being able to cultivate creative communities. Whether it's Cookie giving workshops or building community even with people in her office through which they can share creativity, it's important to know that you may be creating art by yourself, but you're not creating it alone. So thank you, Cookie, for sharing all of these insights with us and having a great conversation. Thanks to the listeners. And thanks to the Puma Podcast crew that makes this happen. In particular, our producer, Geraldine Pascual, today's audio editor, Mark Casilian, and everybody else that makes a better normal. I've been your host, Carl Javier, and you've been listening to A Better Normal. if you want to keep the conversation going, you can follow Puma Podcast on all the socials and follow me on IG. It's at Carl Javier, Carl with a C. If you like this episode, please do me and at least one of your friends a favor. Tell a friend about this episode and this podcast so we can build a community of people making a better normal.